102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We're here with Levi and Angelique on this morning, and you may remember this couple from a previous Beg Your Pardon. Actually, Angelique saw Levi's brother being cheated on by his girlfriend, and instead of going to Levi, she went right to the brother and let him know what was going down.
This was a hot one.
Yeah, so they're back, and they're going to be seeking a pardon from Zion and Unique this morning. What's up, y'all crazy selves? How y'all feel this morning?
I'm doing good. We're doing good.
What's up, Levi? How you hanging in there, man?
Hey, man, we're hanging, man. We hang with both hands on tight.
There we go. Happy couple.
Thanks for coming back on the show.
So go ahead and explain really quickly why you guys are seeking a pardon from Zion and Unique.
Well, because my wife got a big mouth, that's why. But
simple as that.
Dang, you don't have to say it like that.
It's facts. But, yeah, it's basically because my wife saw his wife with someone else, and she went to Zion and explained to him that he saw her together, and it was just a big melee, and I haven't spoken to my brother in a while because of her, you know, and it's all good. I mean, like, me and her, like, we made up, but, you know, they're not talking to us, and I would like to talk to my brother
together. They're still together,
of course. And they're still together.
Now, once again, go ahead and break it down. Angelique, what did you do? You saw Zion's wife out doing something she wasn't supposed to do, so instead of going to your husband, you immediately did what?
Okay, so I did kind of run it by him that I seen Unique out to eat, holding hands with another man, you know, and I felt like she was cheating on my brother-in-law. So I let him know. Well, I talked to my husband, and he was like, you know, mind your business. But, you know, me, I'm just going to, you know, handle things my own way. So I reached out to my brother-in-law, and I told him what I saw, but I don't feel bad. I do feel bad. Although my husband has forgiven me, his brother is still not talking to him. They're not talking to us. And, you know, I mean, honestly, me and Unique did used to have kind of our own little relationship. I wouldn't say we was tight, but we was cool, you know. So I do kind of miss her. And, of course, I hate to see brothers not speaking.
Yeah.
And, you know, we came on the show. We had our little, you know, episode and everything. So, you know, I'm glad y'all are giving me an opportunity
Angelique, let Levi talk sometimes. Levi.
I did. Y'all talked to him first. It was my cousin. But we're not going to do that.
Three sentences per conversation.
I've been working on it.
Has she gotten better?
Oh, God. Yeah, she got a little better. She got a little better. You know.
Just a little.
Just a little.
At this point, how do you feel about the situation? You just think that hopefully your brother Zion, this is your younger brother too, will pardon you, and him and you and Unique and your crazy wife can move on.
Yeah, well, hopefully, you know, he's my younger brother. Actually, he's my only brother. It's the two of us. So,
wait a minute.
You know,
you're not going to take him calling me crazy? Because I'm not crazy. I'm loyal as hell.
Right. I'm sorry. You can't call my wife crazy, not on the radio.
I'm sorry, Angelique.
Okay. My fault, baby. I should have called.
Way to stick up for your lady. All right, let's do it, you guys. Zion and Unique, we heard so much about this couple. How you guys doing this morning? Zion, Unique, welcome to the Dream Team.
Thank you.
Love
you,
Satan.
All right. Thank y'all. I know y'all wondering why y'all on the show this morning, but we got a situation in your family with Angelique and Levi. There was recently a serious situation that occurred, and you guys haven't talked. So go ahead really quickly and explain what happened between you and your brother and Angelique and Unique.
Me and Unique, we were going through a rough patch in our relationship, and we were going through something. And then Angelique caught wind of it, and it just started a whole bunch of beef, because then my brother and I, we got into it over it, because she ended up getting in some business that wasn't really her business, you know.
Wait. Tell them exactly. She went back and told you, not minding her business. She don't know what was going on in our relationship. She should have shut her mouth. Tell them exactly. Don't tell them parts. Tell them exactly. Call the picture, really.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's really what it was. Like, she told them that she saw Unique with another man, and it was a whole mess. Like I said, we were going through something. We were able to work that out, but I didn't know about it. And then she came up telling me about that. Like, it just caused a bunch of problems, man.
What we need you guys to do is just think for a moment, catch a breath, because they have reached out to us to ask you guys to grant them a pardon because they would like to reconcile the relationship so you guys can go back to the point you were before all of this madness ensued. So would you guys be willing to grant them a pardon this morning?
I would.
Well, that's your family, and you have to deal with them for the rest of your life. That's your blood. I don't have to. Ooh. If it is that I go through a separation with you or I go through a divorce, I don't have to deal with them for the rest of my life. You have to deal with them so you can take that little pardon. They should have minded their business, both of them, and they should have come to both of us as a couple to see what was going on. But no, they went behind me and went straight to you because that's your blood, that's your family. You deal with that.
You know what? Let me tell y'all something. If I have ever heard of two brothers in the same boat, Levi and Zion, brother, y'all floating in the same boat. Levi and Angelique, we got Zion and Unique on the line. Ladies, we're just going to go ahead and say what happened. So my man Zion decided to pardon. However, Angelique did not. So we got Unique and Angelique on the line. Angelique, she did not pardon. How do you feel?
At this point, really, what can I say? I apologize. That's all I'm going to do. I'm not going to keep apologizing.
Oh, she could have kept this right now because, to be honest with you, it wasn't going to change the situation. Whatever she say right now, not going to change it. One, our relationship was affected even further because when it was that he was having problems with his brother and we got back together, my sexual relationship got affected. Ooh. So when it is that my sexual relationship got affected because he was thinking about all of this on the outside, we had to mend that further. So no, sweetheart, I have no way of accepting your apology. You know what?
Well,
I can forget, but I will not forgive.
Okay. Well, let's take it here because the truth be told, like I told Levi, I love Zion. That's my brother-in-law, too. You feel me? I have a relationship with him. I don't have a relationship with you because of the relationship that I had with him. So if I see something and I didn't like what I saw, of course I was going to address it. Of course I was going to address it. And I still don't. Now, the fact of the matter that he forgave y'all, y'all still together, y'all doing y'all thing, that's fine. I wish you well. But I'm not going to, like I said, if that was you and a brother figure that you cared about, you would have did the same thing. And at the end of the day, you shouldn't be out to eat holding hands with no other men, period. So I really don't care that she don't accept my apology. And now I feel some type of way because I only did this for Levi. And at the end of the day, I should have known she wasn't going to be civilized enough to, you know, just move on with the situation so that these brothers can have a happy, healthy relationship at the end of the day. But you're corny, so you can keep that corniness over there.
But one second. I'm sorry. At the end of the day, let's talk about at the end of the day. Let's talk about the 24th hour in the day. So let me end it, okay? Number one, you don't know if we're in an open relationship. Number two, you don't know why I was holding hands with somebody. Number three, you don't know if we went through something in our relationship. And number four, you don't know if he was also out there dealing while we was
and
actually
what?
Going through
and
a situation.
Five,
but you,
I don't
you
care.
Can keep
number
it.
Five,
listen.
Care.
You can
okay,
keep
ladies,
it quiet because you're not cute, okay, at the end of the day. You can
ladies.
Keep it quiet because you'll never
I'm
be cute,
married.
Okay?
Me and my
Time
man
out.
Ain't got no problem. At
Time
the
out.
End of the day, he can't please and so am I, period. I don't
ladies.
Have no
We only know because of the fact of being that you saw me. We don't know what you're doing
okay,
out there.
I don't care.
We don't know.
Okay.
All we know is that before this and y'all got married, you was a $7 superhero. You took all them $7 coupons.
Time out. Okay.
Corny.
We're going to end
Corny.
It on the $7 coupon line. And we're sorry. We know there's no pardon, ladies. We just wanted you guys to reach out and try to get some
oh,
type
yeah.
of. Okay.
Me and my man good.
Okay. All right. There we appreciate
and
it.
Him and his brother will be good at
Bay,
the end of the day.
Bay Area.
At the end of the day, I know he'll be good. Okay. Because I lay it down well and we're still
ladies.
Together.
Ooh,
so I know we'll be
dollar.
Good.
Bay
but
area.
You want to keep him from his family, you're a narcissist.
Okay. We got to go. Okay, Bay Area, if you guys ever want to get your scenario played out like this, just go to KBLX.com, click on the beg your pardon. I need a Tylenol. Tony Scott, KBT and Rudy O. It's 102.9 KBLX, the best throwback and R&B.